So our absorption spectrum then, down the bottom here, we have got the classic emission spectrum of sodium. So you take a sodium atom, you put it under very high temperature conditions, and the electrons then will jump from a high energy state back down to a low energy state. They'll emit some light. So in fireworks, that's what you'd see, okay? Very high energy flame. The metals that are present in that flame are pushed into high energy states, and the electrons drop back to the ground state, emit some light. Now the converse of that then is the absorption spectrum. So here we're shining light from the violet through to the yellow, and then at this point here where we get the black lines, those then are the wavelengths that the sodium atoms absorb. So naturally these are the converse of each other. So there's our flame test, where in this case we're just taking a little wire. It's usually a platinum wire, which we can't access a colour change in the flame. We dip it into a salt, a metal salt, put it into the hot part of the flame, and this colour then is a result of the emission spectrum of the metal atoms that we put into the flame. The picture of the leaf reminds us of the fact that what we're actually observing are those wavelengths that are being reflected off the leaf, because the chlorophyll molecule, which is inside the leaf, and the other pigments that we've got inside the leaf, contain metal centres which are absorbing wavelengths of light that are coming in. Now this thing, if it works, is neat. Oh, what a shame. I have to show you another time. This, a student gave it to me off the web. It's called the electric pickle. You could probably do a Google on it. It's worth a look. It's an American demonstration in a lecture class where a guy put 110 volts DC onto a cucumber.